In 2015, Anya was 9 years old. She played piano, took Chinese classes, and did ballet. She also has a physical disability. Her story is one we're bringing back as part of this week's celebration of StoryCorps Chicago. The year she was nine, Anya came to the StoryCorps booth with her aunt, Andrea Corovesis. They talked about their relationship and Anya's determination to be seen and heard.
Auntie?
Yes,
do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
The first time I saw you, I think you were still at the hospital.
Yeah.
You were in the NICU, and you had your knees crossed and your arms behind your head, like you were just chilling at the beach.
Like.
It was really kind of funny. And you were so tiny and really cute, and I was feeling all sorts of emotions when you were born.
What was I like as a baby?
You had some medical problems, right? You came a little bit too early into this world. But when you didn't cry, you were very, very adorable, and you engaged a lot with us. And I felt like right from the beginning, you and I kind of had a special relationship.
Do you have any questions for me?
Sure, I do. You have an aide at school, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's it like having an aide?
Okay, so it's good and bad.
It's good and bad,
number
yeah.
one. She always gets her nose in my business.
She gets her nose in your business. What do you mean? Like personal stuff
like
or school
when
stuff?
When I talk to my friend, like, hey, Talia, do you want to hang out after school? She hears every word, and then she sometimes is like, you can talk about this later after class.
What's the good thing about having her?
Well, she was fun, and she helps me move around.
What's been a frustrating experience you've had, Anya, because of your disability?
Oh, my God, this is the one I waited for you to ask. So once at school, I was on my blue scooter, and this lady walked up to my aide when I was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, can she T-A-L-K? Can she W-A-L-K?
She spelled it out?
Yeah.
Wow.
She
like
thought,
you have a physical disability.
But she thought I was stupid.
What's something that you wish people knew about? Having what it's like living with a disability.
If somebody has a physical disability like me, that mm-hmm. does not mean they're stupid. Does not mean they're stupid.
What? How does that make you feel?
It's harder as I get older. It's harder for me to keep doing my everything's great smile every day.
What do you mean?
I have so many other qualities and everybody focuses on my legs.
That's true.
It's sad. I just want to have fun.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want the world to know about your life real fast, Anya?
Really quickly. I do not want to be cataloged as someone that just has a disability.
What would you rather be recognized as?
Funny! Future president of the USA! Nice!
Mm-hmm. What do you hope to be one day? What are your dreams
the
for
president.
Yourself?
The president.
But what else? Tell me more about that.
I want to be able to walk by myself.
You think you're going to be able to do it?
I know I'm going to be able to do it.
At the time of the interview, I knew I was disabled, but I really had no sense of disability pride. And I think you can almost hear that in the interview in terms of when I was discussing, like, how I wanted to, like, be able to walk and all that stuff. Now I realize, like, whether or not I can walk does not define me as a person.
You know, I hear you, Anya. I remember thinking at the time, maybe there was like some sort of quote-unquote happy ending for you where you get to walk. And I remember feeling a little bit uncomfortable about that because, again, we never knew, were you going to need a device? Were you going to need a wheelchair? We didn't know what it was going to be like for you when you were older.
Just listen to the interview. I wanted and still do want to be successful. But 9-year-old me internalized that in order to be successful, you have to overcome this. And that was a very damaging framework for how I viewed my life. You said, oh, happy ending. My disabled body is my happy ending.
That's Anya Herman talking with her aunt. Anya is now 15 years old and writes about her experiences as a person with disability. So her stories are there, as she says, for the next kid who needs them. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. You can continue to preserve stories with your loved ones through the StoryCorps app or StoryCorps Connect. For more information, visit StoryCorps.org/participate.